the Dominican presidential elections held on Sunday were a rematch between the two candidates who ran last time. But Dominicans in our area, New York and New Jersey, were also casting ballots for a very new election. For the first time, Dominicans abroad were also voting for members of Congress to represent the Dominican diaspora. In fact, 7 seats in the Dominican Congress will be for Dominicans abroad, including 3 designated specifically for Dominicans from the U.S. and Canada. And guess what? They were all won by candidates from New Jersey. So joining me now to explain the New York, New Jerseyfication of the Dominican elections is Erica Gonzalez, executive editor of El Diario La Prensa. Hi, Erica. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good, thanks. So explain to me how these congressional seats will work.
Well, the idea, and this has been a long push in the legislation, was pushed by the outgoing president, Leonel Fernandez, who's actually a native New Yorker, is to have these folks representing what it's called Dominicans in the exterior or you know, stateside, give them a voice in the Congress in the Dominican Republic, and they'll have a vote in all kinds of matters. And the idea with them is there's been a long concern with the level of money that's invested by the Dominican community in New York City and resources and this interest in always, not always, but in basically returning to their countries or investing to make sure there's a level of security that allows for that. So there's always been these concerns from the Dominican community here and this demand for some kind of official voice. So that's prompted the whole creation of this position. And what's interesting is that, you know, I mean, what remains to be seen is basically how loud of a voice how they will have in the Congress and how the issues of the community here will register in the Congress in the Dominican Republic.
And 3 seats, as I said, out of the 7 for the diaspora, reserved for candidates from the U.S. and Canada combined. And I see that the Canadian government decided that Dominicans there could not vote for these congressional seats. What were they afraid of?
I'm not sure if that was an issue of double sort of interest, et cetera. I'm not quite clear on that aspect, as we were focused more on the local. What was interesting, as you alluded to locally, was just how for the 3 seats locally that for our area, how 2 of the 3 went to, I mean, 3 of them were for Jersey residents, and two of the three went to the opposing party, the losing party, actually. So that was interesting. And what that raises, one of the questions that people have, Dominicans here have, is for those folks who were elected to represent them in the Dominican Republic, whose interests from this community are they representing? So is it the business class? Is it everyday Dominicans? So I think we'll see that play out as they take possession in August and start becoming active, et cetera.
And the 3 winners are all from New Jersey, as I said, even though more Dominicans live in Upper Manhattan and the Bronx. Jose Cookie Morel is from Newark. He's a school bus driver. Ruben Luna lives in Paramus and works in real estate and owns a chain of supermarkets. Alfredo Rodriguez lives in Old Tappan in Washington Heights and Inwood. Just for the record, Dominicans make up over 53% of the population, according to CUNY stats. And there are 2 million Dominicans abroad altogether, 1.4 million of those in the United States. So what happens with these 3 New Jerseyans? Do they go to Santo Domingo and sit in Congress, or do they stay in, you know, Newark and Paramus and wherever and vote from here? How does this actually work?
Yeah, it's both, to my understanding, you know, and that's one of the things that we'll have to see how it plays out in terms of, you know, the physical presence or voting from here and how that participation gets facilitated. And the other thing that I think is worth noting is there is a sense that the Dominican community from here is a little bit more radicalized than the Dominicans in the home country. So that's going to be another interesting to watch in terms of how the Dominican representatives, congressional representatives from here, reflect that or don't. And one of the other side notes to this particular election is the rise of a third party, which is called Alianza País, I guess National Alliance, and it's a newcomer on the scene, and it has more of a progressive agenda. Doesn't have any kind of like vast you know, it's not an out of the box party, but it definitely contrasts with the two traditional parties. So it'll be interesting to see how this party, which seems to have some interest because folks from both sides of the coin are really sort of tired with the same two party domination. It'll be interesting to see if they can like build on the momentum that they had for this election and play that out into the next cycle.
I understand that these seats for the diaspora was not a popular move in the Dominican Republic. Why not? Does it go back to what you said before about not being sure what kinds of interests these representatives from New Jersey will actually be pursuing?
Well, remember, it was introduced by the current administration, so it's always going to be seen as obviously folks who are not in power are going to see it as a threat, as some kind of Leonel Fernandez sort of alliance and trying to sort of him fortify the connection, a natural connection that he has with the diaspora. So they're going to see it as an attempt, and this plays out with other communities as well to sort of, you know, just basically fortify a political alliance.
And speaking of the New Yorkification of the Dominican elections, local politicians here showed up at campaign events for both presidential candidates in the months leading up to the election. They also, though, declined to get too close to one candidate or another, I guess because the election was so close. For example, State Senator Adriano Espaillat from Upper Manhattan in the Bronx, who's running in the congressional primary here against Charles Rangel, used rather graphic terms when he declined to weigh in on the Dominican presidential race to the Riverdale Times earlier this month. He said, "For that, you've got to wear a bulletproof vest. I'm not getting involved in that." Is that a change from the past? Is that unusual for a leading Dominican politician in New York to stay out of that?
Yeah, as years pass, as the community has settled in, I would definitely say, yeah, there's sort of because you've had the building of a Dominican political class here, so, and it's established ties, et cetera. So it is a change with the years as the community settles in and sort of pays, it doesn't feel so dependent on you know, outside politics.
The current president, Leonel Fernandez, has been investing billions in infrastructure in the country, and he's put in a subway system in the capital, as well as parks and what are described as New York-style streetscapings. How much is that an effort to give Santo Domingo a New York look?
Yeah, that's what he's known for. Absolutely, you know, he wants to modernize the Dominican Republic, et cetera. But you know, the questions that remain and that we will report on pretty frequently is security questions. I mean, the level of crime that happens, drug trafficking, et cetera. All of these kind of issues that make people feel unsafe on a day-to-day basis, and also make them feel afraid in terms of, or hesitant rather, about investing. People from here invest, and the extent of that investment depends on whether they feel that the house that they buy or the property they invest in is going to be secure, that they're not going to be scammed by real estate agents over there. So that's been one of the ongoing demands by the community here, as well as having a really professionalized and efficient office over here that can provide the services that they need, where they don't need to travel back home to get the services.
So what comes next in the New Yorkification? Comstat? Stop and frisk?
Let's hope not.
And we leave it there on the Dominican elections. They're still counting the votes, by the way. The winner is not yet determined, right? With Eric.
Well, it's pretty clear that Danilo Medina is the winner. You know, it's being challenged, definitely. So.
And what's at stake? Just give me 30 seconds of what's really at stake for Dominicans in terms of which of these two candidates winds up at the end of the day.
Security and safety; those are the two biggest issues for Dominicans.
Mm-hmm. All right, Erica Gonzalez, executive editor of El Diario La Prensa, the largest Spanish language newspaper here in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrin, WNYC, and coming up next, we continue our series on life in your 20s with Meg Jay, author of The Defining Decade. Today, developing confidence at work. Stay with us.